Apparently not. Let's move on to 1062.
Request of Trevor Dreyer, to Mirador CEO, to address council regarding unlocking low-cost credit for small businesses.
Good morning. Come on up. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Trevor Dreyer. And you wanted address?
No need.
Okay. I'm the CEO of a startup in town called Mirador Financial. And Liam Frost actually asked me to come and give you a brief overview of what we're doing and how we're trying to help small businesses. One thing that we have seen is for newer, smaller businesses, it's very hard to get access to low-cost funds. They typically look too risky for a bank loan, and so oftentimes we'll end up with an online lender paying 30, 40, 50% APR, which in our view is quite outrageous. So we've developed a platform to help lenders be able to evaluate in a cost-effective manner these smaller small businesses. So we help them with an automated application process and looking at a lot of data that can help a small business look less risky. For example, customer reviews, macroeconomic data, a much more detailed look at their business financials and the credit report than a bank's able to do. All of this to help banks, credit unions, and others get to a yes more often and to help support these small businesses. And we're at this time also very interested in if there's opportunity in the future engaging with council on, I know there's been some initiatives around small business, fostering small business growth in Portland, and also the startup technology community as well. So I don't know if they're folks about out of time. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
This sounds really helpful. How can people find out about your services?
Yes, so we work through lenders. So we're a white label solution. So we have a couple lenders that I think I'll be able to announce pretty soon in the Portland area where folks can go to them, and then we help in the evaluation piece of it.
Sorry, I don't know what a white label is.
Oh, sorry. We're not a brand that's marketed to small businesses mm-hmm. directly. It's marketed through our lenders. So banks, nonprofit lenders, et cetera, mm. would be the brand that a small business would know.
I'd like you to do a lot of work.
A lot of it behind the scenes for the lenders.
Mm. How long has your business been going?
We've been around a little over a year and are 8 employees now.
Oh, that's great. Well, you may already have done this, but if you can, in fact, leave contact information for us, because I think there are several members of the council that would want to be in touch with you, particularly Commissioner Fish with his work with Venture Portland, and then myself with the Portland Development Commission. I hope that you've been in touch with both of those entities, both the city's economic development organization, PDC, and Venture Portland, which is our small business, neighborhood business umbrella organization in the city. Again, I understand you're dealing with lenders as your primary client, but I think there are a lot of these other organizations that are going to want to know about your service and see how it maybe help advise its growth.
That would be great. Yeah, I know of both organizations, but I haven't yet been in touch, so appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, if you leave a couple business cards if you can, and
sure.
we'll make sure to make those connections, because we're very much interested in helping this entrepreneurial culture we have in Portland grow, and access to credit is a big issue. So you're in the right place at the right time with a good idea.
Glad to hear. Well, thank you.
Mayor, if I could build on that, Trevor, you were the head of product management at Intuit.
Correct.
And start a business?
A personal reason. My wife is from Oregon, and I got a job up at Nike, so that was kind of the easy answer. But the thing that has really pleasantly surprised me is how robust the technology community is up here. You don't hear about it a lot in kind of national press or down in California, but it's a very tight-knit community. We found great talent, and I think it's a place, Portland is a place people want to live, and I think that a little PR, I don't know, could do a go a long way, I think, in helping people move up here and start companies here.
That's great. Well, that publicity may be widening a little bit. Check out Alaska Airlines Magazine's issue this month, the article about Portland being a place of innovation and startups. So maybe the word's leaking out a little bit.
That'd be good.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
Please
you.
Do stay in touch, and we'll do likewise.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.